Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes. Yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
Oh yeah, big show today for Odd News. Lots of songs, and we kick it off with the news attack, where the first sentence is true, second sentence is a bad joke, and Val kicks it off.
All right, a researcher at Tel Aviv University says procrastination might be a trait we learn from our parents. If they were procrastinators, you have a good chance of being one too. By the way, the story's about a week old. I'm just getting around to it now.
Study finds that children as young as 16 months old understand joking around, but even then they think dad's dumb. I hated that. It's a good joke.
Of the 200 million adults in the U.S., more than 75 million are now classified as obese.
Ooh.
I'm better at eating pizza than doing math, but I think that's a lot.
It is a lot, pal. Of the 210 million adults, Val, which is a lot, in the U.S., more than 75 million are now classified as obese. If you haven't heard, it probably explains why 22 babies this year already have been named Grubhub. It's my little baby Grubhub.
Disney Plus has around 110 million subscribers. That's a lot of 8-year-olds with credit cards.
Oh, you... research shows that research shows that sighing is essential to our health. If we didn't sigh, our lungs would fail. Did you know that?
I guess.
All right. Also, our spouses wouldn't know when we're ready to leave the party. All right, we're moving into Wacky But True. We don't add anything to these stories, but a song that helps sum it up. And today, as a special, we start and end in Florida. Right?
Oh, and they tie together. State in the Union.
And we'll make them tie together. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Take us there, Val.
All right, in Celebration Florida, yes, the Disney designed town where everything is supposed to be magical, reality took a hard left turn this week. 56-year-old Anthony Boole and 57-year-old March Chadwick were arrested after witnesses reported the pair driving through town with a dead alligator strapped to the roof of their car. Authorities say the alligator's origin, cause of death, and frankly, the reasoning behind any of this remains unknown. What is known is that the gator was secured to the roof like a piece of luggage, and wildlife charges are now pending. Because nothing says normal Saturday like turning your sedan into a reptile hearse. To be fair, in Florida, strapping a dead alligator to your roof is technically considered home decorating. And for the record, investigators believe the alligator had the highest IQ of anyone in that vehicle.
Probably true.
To the roof of the van, cruise through Celebration like they own the street. Disney's watching, boys and girls, ain't this sweet? Gator on the roof, gator on the roof, two Florida men. Zero proof of common sense or a plan or a working brain. Only in Florida, let's do it again.
Yeah. Almost as fun, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The very Reverend Aiden Smith, head priest and dean of Trinity Episcopal Cathedral, I didn't say that with conviction, is facing criminal charges after allegedly shoplifting more than $1,000 worth of baseball cards from Walmart. Yes, Walmart, not the cathedral. Which wouldn't have been stealing. Walmart. Charges were filed on March 11th after surveillance footage allegedly showed the Reverend concealing the cards. Notably, he was not wearing his vestments. Incognito. and suggesting this may not have been his first commandment violation. Because he dressed for the occasion. Investigators have not confirmed a motive, though thou shalt not steal is generally considered a key part of the job description. In his defense, he may have been trying to get a closer to a higher power, specifically a rookie Mike Trout card. His congregation says they're praying for him, which, to be fair, is the one thing he should absolutely know how to do. I've entitled his song, Pearly Gates.
He preaches on Sunday, he steals on the side. Stuffed 1,000 trading cards in his pants to hide, hide. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But Walmart's got cameras, Reverend, have a blessed day. Father, forgive him, he knows what he did. Thou shalt not steal, but he went and did it. Collared by the law in the Walmart aisle. Very Reverend Smith, you're gonna see gates, but just a while.
Hoping for gates, but he got bars.
You know what I love about that whole song is it has a really folky, pagany feel.
Yes. Do you think I might have done that on purpose? Yes. Yes, I did.
It's like you did it on purpose.
Oops.
Now our next story comes out of Battle Creek, Michigan, which saw a maritime mystery on April 7th when a wooden barge broke free from a construction site and floated 2 miles down the Kalamazoo River. Along the way, it collided with both the Angle Street Bridge and the 20th Street Bridge. Residents called authorities. Authorities acknowledged the situation and then explained they were not the right agency to call. Calls were redirected to the county sheriff's marine unit, which did not respond. The state environmental agency also said it was unaware. Meanwhile, the barge continued its solo tour of public infrastructure. Eventually, it was stopped. The bridges survived. Accountability did not. In Michigan's defense, a barge driving itself into two bridges is still more organized than some government responses. And good news, the barge has since been identified, and it's reportedly doing better than the agencies that were supposed to stop it.
When I heard this story, I imagined, what do you think?
Bubbles on the interstate? I don't know. I'm teasing.
I was like, are there bubbles? No, there's no bubbles. I envisioned pirates stealing the barge.
Oh,
yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready.
The barge broke loose on a Tuesday. Bum, bumpity, it hit those bridges. Are they okay? Nobody claimed it, nobody had answers. Bumpity, bumpity, this barge has no company. Nobody's barge, nobody's fault. The city said call the county. The county said halt. The state said they'd look into it someday. Meanwhile, that barge just floated away.
Just floated away.
All right. More animals. Lots of animals in the news. In Thailand on April 8th, an unnamed ostrich escaped from an animal cafe and made a break for freedom. An animal cafe where you can go eat with wild animals.
Okay.
Yeah. It took a long break. Bird ran nearly 10 miles down a busy highway on foot at full speed, which for an ostrich is like 40 miles an hour. Right? This was before animal control finally caught up and safely captured it. Experts believe the ostrich simply evaluated its working conditions and resigned. The animal was unharmed. Several drivers, however, reportedly needed a moment to process what they had just seen. 10 miles on a highway at full speed. The ostrich now officially has better cardio routine than most of us and zero excuses. Authorities say it was safely returned to the cafe. Ostrich declined comment, but sources say it's already planning its next escape.
Walked out of that cafe and never looked back. 10 miles of highway, staying right on track.
today was gonna live its life. Run, ostrich, run. Run, ostrich, run. 10 miles of highway underneath the tile and sun. Nobody's gonna cage what cannot be contained. Run, ostrich, run. You magnificent bird.
Never thought a song about an ostrich could be cool. $50,000, Val.
All right. In Ohio, during the week of April 1st, a woman nearly threw away a winning lottery ticket worth $50,000. Why? Because she thought it was an April Fool's joke. The woman, who regularly plays with her mother, scratched the ticket, saw the prize, and assumed it couldn't possibly be real. Fortunately, she double-checked before tossing it, confirmed the win, and collected the money. Her mother, we're told, has been insufferably correct ever since. She thought $50,000 was a prank. Most of us have the opposite problem. Our actual lottery officials...
Okay, sorry, that was okay. Meyer.
Our actual lottery officials confirmed the win is real. Her mother confirmed it. She will never stop mentioning it. Both are considered life-changing events.
She scratched off a ticket, said yeah, right, and blew it off. $50,000, she laughed and she scoffed. Mama said, girl, you might want to check twice. Now she's cashing that ticket and mom's charging for advice. Every family dinner's just a victory lap, with mom saying, told you, in a nonstop recap. She thought it was a joke, just an April Fool's line. Turns out she was holding like 50 grand the whole time. Life changed quick from a scratch and a grin. One guy, one got the win. Yeah, the cash is real, but the lesson is brutal. Never doubt mom, it's legally futile.
Yeah, all right, on to Poland. Oh, I'm gonna make some Polish people mad with this one.
Oh, good.
In Rybinek, Poland, on April 10th, a woman out jogging encountered something she absolutely did not expect: a large Central American rodent known as an agouti just wandering down the road. Authorities confirmed the identification, which immediately raised two questions. Why is it here, and how did it get to Poland? Agoutis are native to Central and South America. Poland, not so much. Officials safely recovered the animal and have launched an investigation how a giant tropical rodent ended up in their jurisdiction, a sentence never before used in Polish law enforcement. No one knows how it got there. The agouti knows, and based on its expression, it's not talking. Authorities say the animal's doing fine. Jogger reportedly considering switching to a treadmill and never making eye contact with nature again. Could you imagine if you saw something that looked like a giant rat?
Oh.
That you need to run away from? I call this touching song the Poland Pig.
Came from Central America, ended up in Rybnik. Nobody speaks his language, nobody has a fix. A jogger saw him trotting like he had somewhere to be. A giant South American rodent living his life in Poland completely free. How did you get here?
Oh, how did you get here?
Giant guinea pig,
so far from home, so far away.
Why would you want to see your cousins in Poland anyway?
Oh, boy.
Ooh, see, I knew it would make some Polacks, man. That's one of those I want to play again. All right. Last story is from Florida. Full circle.
We're going to finish back up in Florida because, of course, we are. In St. Johns County on April 10th, emergency responders were called after a car struck an owl, and the owl became lodged alive inside the vehicle's front grille. Responders carefully dismantled part of the car to free the bird, which survived and was transported to a wildlife rehabilitator in stable condition. The driver was shaken. The owl was described as annoyed, which feels fair. Now, wildlife officials expect a full recovery and noted this marks yet another Florida animal being taken somewhere it absolutely did not want to go.
And another first, my first owl song.
Back in Florida, yeah, you know the drill. Another normal day, another what the heck thrill. Driver hits an owl, not great, not chill. Next thing you know, it's stuck in the grill. Eyes wide open like you gotta be kidding. Riding shotgun where the radiator sitting. Hit that grill and thought, well, this is it. But Florida first responders, they don't quit. It's a Florida ride you don't wanna take. Front row seat on a highway mistake. Owl said, buddy, I was flying free. Now I'm part of your car.
This ain't on me.
He'll make it through, but let's be real. He's never trusting cars.
Or Florida or grills.
That's when the bird lifted his wing and said, at least I wasn't strapped to the top of a car.
And that's your odd news for Tuesday.